somewhere overseas, and Black Friday has snuck in on us. Do you know what Black Friday is all about? I can tell you now, when I first heard about Black Friday, Friday the 13th, I'm staying away from that. I'm not into this Lucky Friday. I don't want to, I'm not there at all. And so I wasn't interested in Black Friday. And then somebody sort of notified me that I was on the wrong track altogether. You know what Black Friday is all about? Black Friday follows Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day is the fourth Thursday in November. And in America, it doesn't happen in Australia, they start celebrating Christmas, putting out Christmas decorations and all of that about June the 3rd. But in America, they don't do anything like that until after Thanksgiving Day. All the marketing stuff they do is leading up to Thanksgiving Day. But then on the Friday after, they start putting out all the Christmas stuff. And for a lot of businesses that depend on Christmas trade, it is the first time in the year that they come out of the black, I'm sorry, out of the red and into the black. It's a good day. And so you'll find all around the place Black Friday sales. They're not talking about lucky sales. They're talking about this is a special day where we as marketers are trying to get out of the red and into the black. Is that a good thing? It doesn't worry me one way or the other. And it probably doesn't worry you all that, except that sometimes they put up some pretty good specials for just to celebrate Black Friday. So next year you're too late for this year, I'm sorry, except that people do have after Black Friday sales. So you might find something going on sale next week as well. So just keep an eye out for it. All of which has nothing to do with anything at all, except that it does follow after Thanksgiving Day. What's Thanksgiving Day all about? Thanksgiving Day, bit of an American thing, and there's a whole bunch of stories talking about the background behind it. I was a bit interested when I heard that Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And he declared that to be a national holiday to be celebrated on the last Thursday in November. That was in 1863. But actually the story goes back a long way before that. When the first pilgrims arrived in America, they came from a base of religious persecution and came to America, but when they arrived there, they came as First Fleet settlers, but they made one small mistake. Actually, it was a bit of a big mistake. They hadn't done a great deal of planning. They arrived much later than they had originally wanted to, and so instead of arriving at the beginning of summer, they ended up at the wrong time altogether. And then to make matters worse, they had oversupplied people and undersupplied wherewithal to feed them. And then to make matters worse, they're going into a strange country. They don't know what will grow there, what won't grow there. And for that first winter after they arrived, they went through a time of extreme hardship. Matter of fact, they probably wouldn't have survived at all. At the end of that first winter, their numbers had halved. Not because anybody went home, because a whole bunch of people went home. They probably wouldn't have survived at all, except partway through, an Indian tribe nearby came to help them. Now hear this. In that Indian tribe, these are first settlers in America. Okay, you got it? In the Indian tribe where they went, there was a guy that spoke English. An Indian guy who spoke English was able to act as a translator for them, interpreter. You say, how did that happen? Well, apparently he came from much further north and quite some time before had been captured by some slave traders and had been shipped back to England. And had spent several years in England as a slave. And during that time he had imbibed English. You imbibe English, don't you? You don't learn it. It's impossible to learn English. You either get it imbibed into you or you never know it. Well, he'd imbibed English for himself and was now fluent English and was able to work with these people, and that tribe that came from nearby helped them survive that first winter. And then at the end of the winter, they told them, don't plant the crops that you were growing back home. They will never grow here. Why don't you try using some of our local produce? Have you ever heard of corn? Corn? What's corn? Corn grows well and it's wonderful. And they went on and taught them some of the... And we're all familiar with them now, but they didn't even know what pumpkins were. Some people here present would prefer not to hear about pumpkins, but Jamie will remain unmentioned. He's famous for his love of pumpkins, absolutely passionate. As a matter of fact, he likes to share them with everybody else and nobody else. But at the end of their first summer, they suddenly realised that they had survived. Thank you, God, for your provision. Thank you, God, for your provision with somebody who could come and help us, and a neighbouring tribe who probably, if they'd known what was going to happen in later generations, would have pushed them back into the sea and said, leave us. But no, they had helped them. And they decided that they would have a time of celebration, a time of thanksgiving. And so they went out and got mobs of corn. They got mobs of pumpkin. They went out and captured, shot some wild turkeys for themselves. And so if you go to America today, please don't make a turkey of yourself. It's a really rough place to be a turkey. Although I did hear that the American president gave a presidential pardon. It's become a tradition over there over the last couple of years. Gives a presidential pardon for two turkeys. So all the other turkeys end up being sacrificed on the altar of Thanksgiving Day, but two of them are fattened up and they're really looking prime for the plate, but then they get a presidential pardon and they live in the grounds around the White House. Interesting story, isn't it? Yeah. But following on from that first Thanksgiving Day, it has been something that has become part of the American culture. But I'm not sure it's become part of our Australian culture very much. We don't do Thanksgiving very well, do we? I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Somebody said to me one time, you can tell when it's a plane load of Aussies. The engine stop, but the whining continues. And of course, when I first heard that, I burred up, because I'm an Aussie. What do you mean? But then I started hearing myself, and I found that deep inside I have a tendency that I have to watch out for. A tendency to look at the negative side of things and complain. Something can be 90% fantastic, but I'll find it inside me to complain about the 10%. Now, you're not like that. I know that. I know that. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm confessing here. I remember the first time we celebrated Christmas overseas. Margie and I were in Tanzania, one of the poorest nations on earth. And we were there during Christmas time, and the wealthy families took the occasion to buy some clothes for each other, full stop. Christmas dinner was exactly the same as dinner the night before or the night after, except on this occasion they would save up their weekly meat to have meat on Christmas Day to celebrate. and the toys for the kids, you've got to be joking, anything like that. I remember when we came home and our grandkids so much stuff, and they went to Margie and complained that something wasn't the way they liked. Wrong person to talk to. Margie and I were not good company. We found it hard going to a supermarket and seeing people walking out with shopping trolleys absolutely laden with stuff, most of which they would never be able to eat, and things they'd never be able to use. And I realised that we are so blessed in this nation, but we still find things to complain about and don't take time to give thanks. I'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Now listen to that video. No, I didn't plan that video. I had nothing to do with that video. But when that lady is giving thanks for the hot summer and the cold winter. Matter of fact, I was a little bit sad that our deacons didn't take the opportunity to run around with boxes of tissues, because I would have been happy to have one, and I suspect some of you might have as well. It just touches us here to realise that Christians around the world are being persecuted so much. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Gratitude. Thankfulness. Is a sign of maturity. Ingratitude is a sign of immaturity. And some of us never quite grow up, do we? Sadly. Do you ever hear a little baby turn around and say, thanks mum for the milk? I cry a lot until they get it, but it's their right. And as they get older, that right continues, and they will eat, they'll be clothed, all of that, but very seldom say thanks, because that's their right. When they become teenagers, you weren't like this. We still joke about it. It became a family joke because I hit my rebellious teenage years. My mum was good to me in a way that I have trouble trying to explain. I had poliomyelitis. We lived far away from Brisbane. And she sacrificed days taking me down to Brisbane just to see doctors and back again, backwards and forwards, backwards. And she had a family. She had other kids to look after as well. But she did all of that. And then eventually they decided that they would put me into a home in Brisbane. And so she took me to this place in Corinda at Brisbane, specially set up for children with poliomyelitis. And she had to walk back to the railway station, and she could hear me still when she got back to the railway station screaming at the top of my voice, take me home to Nambour. I don't want to stay here. Take me home. And mum was trying to catch the train with tears streaming down her face. She didn't want to leave her boy there, but it was a sacrifice that she was going to have to make if there was possibility that he was going to walk again. Thank God she made those sacrifices over that time. But I hit teenage years, rebellious teenage years, forgot all about that, And in my gratitude, I expressed my gratitude by rebelling against her in every way possible that I could. And as it turned out, I hit my rebellious teenage years at about the same time as she hit change of life. So she had her own problems that I knew nothing about. And this rat bag of a boy. I'm so ashamed of some of the things that I did. But I discovered that I'm not alone. One of the signs of teenagers is being very, very immature. And one of the signs of immaturity is ingratitude, taking things for granted. Oh God, I don't want to be immature. I don't want to be immature to you who have given me so much. And I don't want to be immature to those who bless me day by day by day. Lord, help me to grow up. Thankfulness, a heart of gratitude, is also a sign of meekness. Now, you've probably heard people preach about meekness and make the point very strongly that a lot of culture thinks meekness rhymes with weakness. It does, but is no way associated. Meekness is incredible strength. It took incredible meekness for that lady to say to those guards that are beating her, "You're just carrying out orders, but I'm carrying out orders as well." And to be able to have that degree of meekness meant having a degree of gratitude, a degree of gratitude to God, but also a degree of gratitude to people who are helping us, sometimes in ways that we wouldn't like, to grow up, becoming more mature. Thankfulness, gratitude, leads us to satisfaction in our lives. You want to live in ingratitude, you'll find that nothing ever meets your expectation. And your life will be most unsatisfactory. You'll be living there. God doesn't want you to live there. God wants you to live in a life of satisfaction. And that satisfaction is triggered by a heart of gratitude that says, I am blessed. I am blessed so much. Sure, there's stuff out there that I don't like. That's immaterial. There is so much over here that I am blessed with. I want to give thanks to God for that. And all of a sudden, life changes. Bad stuff will still happen. Bad stuff happens to good people. You're aware of that, aren't you? Bad stuff happens to bad people. Good stuff happens to bad people. Good stuff happens to your goodness or badness has no bearing on whether you have rain or sunshine. Yes, if you want to live a life of dissatisfaction, culture ingratitude in yourself. I know we don't. First Thessalonians 5:16. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Give thanks in all circumstances, for that's God's will. It's given to us as a commandment. And God doesn't give us commandments that are impossible to keep. The wonderful thing is this particular commandment ends up being a wonderful blessing. People think that God's commandments are there to squash us into the ground, make life miserable for us. I would love to live in an adulterous situation because it'll make my life so much better. Hang on, run that past me again. I don't think that'll work. I think the commandment that he gave makes my life a long way better, not worse. Go out and steal from somebody, it'll make your life so much better. I don't think that works. And this commandment is another one of those that makes our life so much better. Give thanks in all things. Just one note. It doesn't say that we have to give thanks for all things. It says give thanks in all things. There are some things that happen that we obviously can't be thankful for. Did any of us go to bed the other night when they announced the result of the plebiscite and said, thank you God, we're so glad that that has happened? But in the middle of that and what is going to happen as a result of that, and believe me, it's not looking good, but as a result of that, life is going to change very dramatically for a lot of us. But even in the middle of that, God, give me a heart of gratefulness, thankfulness. I'm so glad that I live in this wonderful country where we can actually make decisions and not find ourselves being shot because we were making the wrong decisions politically. Did any of you sort of rejoice greatly when you heard about President McGarvey stepping down? Those of you who have been anywhere near that country and know what goes on, you would be saying, the richest, or one of the richest, I think probably was the richest country, produced, it was a food basket for the rest of Africa, was turned into a wasteland, gone into abject poverty during that man's reign. Off the subject, but you'll be interested in this. We were across through Harare, capital of Zimbabwe, about the time where he married his wife, the one that he decided he was going to promote. He decided for his wedding celebration, he would invite 100,000 people. Now, obviously not everybody would come, but if you received an invitation, it sort of indicated the esteem that you held within his thinking. The fact was you were a public servant, you were a business person or something, and it was accepted that while you couldn't come to the wedding, you would send a wedding present and $1,000 would be acceptable. If you didn't send the 100,000, if you didn't send the 1,000, and we're talking poverty country, the $1,000 was worth a long way more then than it is now, and worth a long way more over there. If you didn't send the $1,000, then you were off the birthday list. You lost your job, you lost access to government contracts, all of those kinds of things. Nice bloke? Yeah, all right. But even in the middle of what he was doing to that country, you couldn't be grateful for what he was doing, but being grateful to God, even in the middle of that, we are to be thankful in all circumstances. All circumstances. Gratitude recognizes grace. The I didn't deserve it factor. Matter of fact, I deserved that. God gave me that. Should I be grateful for it? Should I be publicly, privately declaring my gratitude? Thank you, Lord, so much. You have done so much for me. Yes, the I didn't deserve it factor really does click for our giving thanks. But one special thing, gratitude. Scenario, Christmas Day. Twins come down and receive their presents. Both of them have wanted a soccer ball. Love soccer. We'd love to have a soccer ball. And so the first guy opens up his Christmas present and, oh, a soccer ball. And he grabs that soccer ball and he's outside and he kicks it and he bounces it and he kicks it and heads it and he kicks it and he plays with it. And half an hour later, he still hasn't taken a breath. He absolutely loves his soccer ball. But the other guy opens up his present and he puts it down on the ground and he goes across to his mother and he puts his arms around his neck and he hugs her and kisses her on the cheek and hugs her again and says, "Thank you. Thank you so much for my soccer ball." And he goes to his dad and he gives his dad a big hug and a high five and punch knuckles. And you say, "Hey, one, doesn't he like his soccer ball? He's had it for the last 10 minutes and hasn't touched it." The other guy hasn't put his soccer ball down. Tell me, who loved the gift most? Absolutely. When we have a heart of gratitude, we recognize that the giver is far, far more important than the gift. And when we recognize that the giver is more important than the gift, then we truly appreciate the value of the gift. This isn't just something cheap. This is something that God paid so much for so that we can have. The gift of eternal life doesn't come cheap, but we don't have to pay for it. The price has already been paid. So, I was going to ask for a show of hands. Has anybody here got the habit of ingratitude? And, you know, if we're really honest, we've got to admit that a lot of the time we do. Seriously do. How do we overcome it? How do we break out of that cultural habit that we've managed to get ourselves? Well, we need to be looking at our core beliefs. As long as we believe that we are getting a raw deal. Is anybody here not getting a raw deal? Right, isn't it? In reality, there are things that are happening around us that we feel we're not getting the right thing happening to us. We all feel that we are getting the raw deal in one way or another. We think that we're getting less than we deserve. I was going to suggest that sometimes Margie thinks that I'm less than a perfect husband. She's wrong, of course. He's got his tongue in his cheek for the camera over there. Yeah. But if she wants to persevere with that. T.D. Jakes one time commented that the marriage deal, there is nobody on earth that can satisfy another person 100%. We're not made that way. There is a part inside of us that can only be completely filled with Almighty God. But when I look to somebody else to fulfill that within me, they fall up short. So how many marriages fall over because he decides that she's falling short? She does everything really, really well, but there's 10% that she can't fool. And guess what? He focuses on that 10%. Focuses on that 10%. It will actually break up a marriage because of that 10%. And guess what happens? He decides to find somebody who can fulfill that 10%. And there are people who can fill that 10%, whatever it might be. The only trouble is that some of them can only fill that 10%. 3 months after, he discovers I'm missing that 90% that I had before. Gratefulness focuses on the positive. Ingratitude finds herself focusing on that 10% that is missing in our lives. So we need to be saying again, I give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. I will be thankful for all that God does for me. Make that a regular prayer of our prayer life, but also make it a regular part of those who are and have been a blessing to us over so many years. Lord, help us, because we fail so many times. Help us to be truly grateful. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And you can be grateful that the team are coming up here to lead us in worship, and I'm not singing for you. That's something else you can thank the Lord for.
When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? When the trumpet sounds, will you be ready? Stand and sing with us. Joyous and keep you thankful. May God's blessing.